Hey, welcome to today's Locked On Cavs. On today's show, we're continuing the insane bidding draft we're doing with special guest Jeff Nomina. Let's get into it. 1 minute. Thank you for making Locked On Cavs your first listen every day. Remember, we're free and available wherever you get your podcasts.
You are Locked On Cavs, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast.
All right, the music you heard on the way in is from our friends at Astro Radio. I'm Chris Manning. That's Evan Damrell down on the bottom left. If you're watching on YouTube, Jake Stevens, our producer, is down on the bottom right. Special guest, friend of the program, Jeff Nomina, is in the top right. We're continuing our Cavs auction draft all time, any Cavs player ever, $1,000 budget. Let's recap where we're at now. I have $19 left. I spent $70 on J.R. Smith. I spent $551 on second-era LeBron. And I spent $350 on Kyrie Irving. Whew. 2016 Kyrie Irving, to be clear. Not a 2021 Kyrie Irving. Evan has $792 left. He spent $88 on Sean Marion, $100 on Jared Allen, and $20 on Big Z. Jeff has $225 left. He spent $225 on Mark Price, $100 on Lenny Wilkins, and $450 on the first era LeBron James. Jake has $448 left. He has four spots filled, so he's the only one of us that only has one pick left to go. He has spent $150 on Sean Kemp, $150 on Will Be Free, $252 on Evan Mobley, and $40 on Austin Carr. Jake, the floor is yours for your pick. The draft order as we go along here, so we're continuing back up to the start of the draft. It's going to go Jake, Evan, Nom twice, and then back to Evan, and then I'll be back way down on the other side. Jake, who are you putting up for auction here?
I have to be careful about this because of the money situation, but I'm just going to go for it. Darius Garland for $350.
Okay, I'm obviously out, and Nom is obviously out. So where are we at here?
He's all yours, Jake.
Let's go. That's awesome.
$350 for DG. So I'm just going to round that up to $448 because that's all the rest of your money and you cannot draft anybody else.
Yeah, I'm out.
So I want to ask this before we move on. Before we kind of – Evan, why, without tipping too much here, just you're no interest in Darius Garland?
I'm being frugal, man. Like I said, I'm gonna be a tax team. I'm gonna be a cognizant of the Southwestern tax threshold and stay underneath that. But also, I just think $350 for Darius Garland.
$448
for Darius Garland is really gonna sabotage my master plan because I still gotta compete with Jeff a little bit here for just players in general.
Just to be clear, just by the technically because of Jake's opening bid and Kyrie and Darius Garland went for the same amount of money. Mark Price ran for $125 less than those guys. Evan, speaking of you, you're up, buddy. What are we doing here? How are you? What is your approach now?
Andre Miller for $100.
Love this, the professor. And I think you're going to get him because Nam has two point guards already. So Evan gets Andre Miller for $100. Now, where does leave Evan? You might ask. Evan has $692 for one spot on his roster.
Bro, he's gonna be worth every penny.
You're gonna the player you are gonna pick with your last thing is gonna be go for more money than second era LeBron James, first era LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Mark Price, and Jared Allen. I hope
he's gonna go for more than I'm gonna get like LeBron and Wilkins together, line players for less than the way he's going to pay for Carlos Boozer.
Evan's like, all right, Bingo Smith, $692. No disrespect to the legend Bingo Smith.
But... I mean, I could pay Colin Sexton the money he's more than worth at this point. He has ever, but he's not my pick. So.
Okay. All right. So Evan now has one slot left and $692. I cannot wait for the shoe to drop. Nom, you're up $225 left, two slots. Who is your pick? You have two picks now, actually. So who's your first one up?
Yeah. Brad Daugherty, $100.
I'm obviously out on that. because I have no money. All right, so you're going to get Doherty for $100. Let's do a little pause and recap here, because we've hit a point of the draft where there's very little bidding left, and I can no longer, and a lot of us can no longer bid. So Jeff has $125 left. He has one slot left. I have two slots left for $19. Evan has $692, and he's going to he will pick again here soon. Jake is done. Jake, I'm going to go to you now. Now that we've seen Doherty off the board, we've seen Andre Miller off the board, anyone that has been picked since you kind of cashed out on the Darius chip that you kind of wished you could, I have thoughts about maybe wanting that guy and I didn't end up kind of getting involved.
There's just not very many small forwards at this point that I can think of that could be brought up. So I just went for Darius and I don't have a small forward.
I
feel good. I just went,
neither
I
do
just
the Cavs.
Went for the three guard lineup.
neither do the Cavs. Okay. Evan, I want to ask you this I want to ask about Andre Miller, because like maybe kind of forgotten in the legend of Cavs point guards, because he's kind of in that like late 90s, early 2000s era before LeBron obviously kind of comes in the league and everything. So what was drawing you to Andre Miller in this spot?
Well, for those who may not know, Andre Miller was traded to the Clippers for Darius Miles and Harold Jameson. And then he went on to have a very good career with the Nuggets, Sixers, Nuggets again, Wizards, I believe, as well, and rounded out the Spurs. But just the fact that he led the league in assists and in his third year in the league, his last year with Cleveland, and the fact that he just, you know, was a walking double-double and like was second all-time in assist percentage for the Cavs just based on possessions. So I have two big men in Jared Allen and Zdrus Ilgauskas who can't create their own shots. So you got to have a guy who can reliably get the ball to them. The spacing is going to be objectively horrible with Sean Marion at the three, but you know, through God, all things are possible. So I just have faith and believe this Cavs team is building.
This is such like an interesting, this is not, honestly, we talked about this at the end of the last episode. If you're listening to this and you didn't listen to the last episode, I have no idea what you're doing. I did not expect to get where we are now. Number one, Sean Marion, I just didn't think wouldn't get brought up. So salute to the swerve there. Kevin Love is still out there. Larry Nance Sr. is still out there. Anderson Varejao is out there. Tristan Thompson, Bingo Smith, Delonte West.
Ron Harper,
like
Terrell Brandon,
Nate Thurmond. Like, yeah, there's a lot of Daniel Gibson. There's like a lot of names that if you want to just like get into the weird vibes, we can do that. All right, let's take a break though. And after that, let's see what Evan's going to spend his last $692 on. I've been waiting for this. Evan, you're going to get 5 minutes of this next segment to just clear out. And wait, actually, Nob, did I skip your second pick? I think I did.
Yeah, I don't think we did my second
one
yet. All
right, so we're going to come back. We're going to do Nob's second pick and then Evans.
Classic Locked On Cavs.
Classic Ohio University Chris Manning over here. Right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor. Ready? It's delicious, indulgent cookie dough featuring real chocolate covering the whole thing. Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorite, the Cookie Dough Chunk Puff. It has a light and chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks, and of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it, plus it's healthy for you. They have only 160 calories and a whopping 15 grams of protein. Like all Built Bars, the new Cookie Dough Chunk Puff is covered in 100% real chocolate. It's healthy and tasty. It's a light and fluffy texture covered in chocolate with cookie dough. It's great. What is great about Built is that all their bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. You're going to love the new Cookie Dough Chunk Puff. Whether you need a snack for your workout, a late night treat, or you just need to grab a quick bite, Built is the perfect protein bar, and they taste better than a candy bar. Ditch the calories, the fat, and the sugar. Grab yourself a Built bar. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON15, and get 15% off your order. Again, the promo code is LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, we're back. Nam, who are you putting up for auction here? And will it be who Evan wanted?
Larry Nance for...
Which one? I'm assuming senior.
Senior.
Okay. I obviously am out. Jake is obviously out. Evan, was this your fifth person?
It is not. I'm out.
Okay. All right. So Jeff's team is now completed. Larry Nance senior. Let's run through this list for our friend Jeff Nomina before we move on to Moneybags and McGee over there. Mark Price, Lenny Wilkins, first era LeBron, Brad Doherty, and Larry Nance senior. Jeff, how do you feel?
It's a squad. I've got the scoring. I've got the passing. I've got the defense. Everything about it. Everything. Rebounding. Everything.
I don't dislike Jeff's squad at the end of the day. It's essentially the 80s, 90s Cavs with Lenny Wilkins on the hardwood, and then LeBron just kind of being a bit of the X factor. LeBron would absolutely dominate in the 80s and 90s, by the way, just because you assume with the advent of modern medicine and everything else coming with him that like he would just absolutely obliterate that league. So, yeah, I think that team could get past MJ. What do you guys think?
I don't know about that, but it's a good team. Price and LeBron seems like it would be tons of fun in so many ways. So I like that combo. And like LeBron throwing oops to Doherty and Nance Sr. just seems like lots of fun. Like that to me just seems objectively like a good way. All right, Evan, you're up. You can get whoever you want now. $692. Where are we going? I kind of think I know where you're going, but I don't want to assume.
Well, no, let me pick your brain. Where do you think I'm going with this one?
Well, here's the thing. There's the biggest
Colin Sexton. I'm sorry for Sexton fans out there. He's not worth as much as you think he is. Go ahead.
The biggest name on the board is Kevin Love.
It's not Kevin Love. Guess again.
So so number one, I'm going to get Kevin Love for part of my $19 budget, which
you're
is an incredible.
Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson for
I'm
part
not
of
picking Tristan. No. I could do that. Oh my God, I could do that. I'd be wild. Okay.
You guys think Timofey Mozgov now? Just because he said
not honestly not on my big board.
Or Sasha Kyle.
Was not on my big board. So if it's not Kevin Love. Are you going to go like Hot Rod Williams? Are you going to go like Craig Elo? Are you going Channing? Like, what are you dropping the bag on here? Now I'm a little.
Ron Harper.
Now,
I think.
Ron Harper. Okay. So you're spending $692 on Ron Harper.
Yeah, I'm paying him the money the Cavs wouldn't. And they paid Danny Ferry instead.
His Cavs numbers are pretty wild.
Yeah, Ron Harper was.
I should have gone him over something.
I mean, we can negotiate a trade. We could trade Ron Harper for LeBron first era LeBron James right now, live on air. But
I'm good.
But Chris said I can have the floor. Ron Harper in his four seasons with the Cavs averaged 19.4 points, 5.1 assists, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.3 steals per game. If you have him and Andre Miller in your backcourt, that's a pretty good two-way backcourt you have there. A lot of good playmaking to get. Big Z and Jared Allen going in the interior, and then like they're gonna have insane rim protection. And then Sean Marion, who I was making this argument off the air with Chris the year prior with Dallas. Like, yes, he was a little cooked with the Cavs, but the year prior with Dallas put up pretty good numbers, and I think had some gas in the tank if he had more playing time. So, just the defensive versatility and maybe some of the cool offensive stuff he can do. Just this is a fun Cavs team that won't win much, but they'll make the playoffs. That's my goal here. And like nothing really remarkable. I think Chris throwing me a bone and scratching my love for Big Z itch really did a lot for me there, but I'm happy with my team, and like I said, through Christ all things are possible, so God bless, and Cavaliers Nation, let's ride.
I have my brain, Evan, has never been more broken than it is at this current moment.
Bro, tell me my team isn't nice.
Here's your starting five, okay? I just want to run through this. I should have known we were going when you said Sean Marion was your three, because like that was a very specific choice. Andre Miller is your point guard. Ron Harper is your two guard. Uh-huh. Sean Marion's your three. Uh-huh. You spent a combined $900 on Sean Marion and Ron Harper.
Hell yeah. No, I spent a combined $780.
Yeah, excuse me. That's right. Jared Allen, Big Z, and Andre Miller.
Yeah, that's a fun squad, man. Like, Sean Marion's a bit of a liability, but we're going to get plenty of scoring from Ron Harper, Andre Miller, Jared Allen, and Big Z when he's healthy. So if I had the money, I'd draft a six-man, and I'd add, like, maybe Colin Sexton at that point, because that's a pretty fitting role for him. But, you know, I'm out and I'm happy with my team.
I just I'm fascinated by how this turned out. I have no conception of like how we ended up in this specific spot. There's a lot of names left that we'll get to. All right, so
to break this off and talk about connoisseur Charles Barkley, shooting doesn't win championships. Defense and interior scoring does. And brother, I got so much of that on deck right now.
I keep seeing that video of Charles Barkley. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a video of a kid like shooting blindfold, and Charles Barkley runs up with like the one of like the pads they use for like offensive lineman practice, and he just like knocks the kid over. I keep seeing that in my TikTok feed, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
The kid probably deserved it. So
it's just so it's just like Charles Barkley walks to a gym and just like clocks this kid. It's great. Okay, Jake, you're out of money, so we're gonna skip you. How do you feel about Evan's team?
I like Evan's team. I was surprised you didn't go for Darius. I felt
me
like
too.
He was nice.
It's size
maybe a little bit more so than Andre Miller. But you got Ron Harper too, though, so
I'm happy, man. I'm gonna humble brag about it until this episode comes out. My rational genius.
I'm feeling great about mine.
Evan, the graphic I make for your team is going to be like incredible, and I can't even wait for what Canva template I find. Okay, I have $19.
Wait, I have a question for Jake.
Okay.
Jake, does your back hurt at all from just the staggering weight of your basketball genius? Because I love your team.
It is hurting, and you know, but it's about to be lifted when we win, so I'm not too worried about it.
There you go.
Okay, I'm gonna make my last two picks. I'm gonna split up my $19. I'm gonna give $18 to Kevin Love.
Okay.
This is like a no-brainer. I'm very happy to get Kevin Love, one of the basketball players I've most enjoyed watching in my lifetime. Now I have a dollar left. So there's a lot of ways I could go here.
But
here's the thing. I could just go with the 2016 thing and lead into that. I could take Hot Rod Williams, legend, an under-remembered player.
Do you want to trade your dollar for Big Z and I'll take another player?
No, I don't want Big Z anymore. I'm good. That was just a discussion. Oh. Is there someone else you really want? We're gonna talk about the guys we skipped in the last segment, so we will get there. I could take
no one I really want in particular, but I think Big Z actually winning a championship with LeBron would like really make my heart happy.
Yeah, I'm tempted by that. Go Nate Thurmond, kind of go back to the Miracle at Richfield team in a meaningful way. I am gonna go with my last pick.
Please take me up on my trade.
Okay, Evan, I'll take you up on your trade. I will do you the solid. I have traded $1. I've completed my team with Big Z. Evan now has one pick and a dollar left to spend.
Chris, tell me your team building ethos of the next segment, and then we'll give my last pick.
No, I want your last pick now. What do you mean my team building ethos?
I want to know what made you want to do it.
I want you to be happy.
Oh, that's really nice.
So I just want to see what you're going to do here from a happiness standpoint and just like a pure content of this podcast standpoint. I just want to see where this goes.
Absolutely. Okay.
If you take Carlos Boozer, I'm walking off. Just so you, just
with
to be
my
clear.
Final pick, I am taking one Stephen Kerr.
Oh, okay. Oh. Was not on my list, but that's like, good. Okay. Steve Kerr for his last pick at a dollar.
Playmaking and three-point shooting, now I'm really nice.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense. All right, let's recap the team, then we'll come back and we'll discuss the guys we didn't hit on, guys we wanted but didn't get, whatever reason. All right, so my team is LeBron, second era LeBron James, J.R. Smith, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and Big Z Zydrunas Ilgauskas. Evan's team, Sean Marion, Andre Miller, Jared Allen, Ron Harper, and Steve Kerr. Jeff's team, Mark Price, Lenny Wilkins, first-era LeBron, Brad Doherty, and Larry Nance Sr. Jake's budget, Sean Kemp, World Be Free, Evan Mobley, Austin Carr, and Darius Garland. Jake's team is fully the most fun team we have, and that is just all vibes on that team, and I am in love with the team Jake has pulled out here. All right. After this, we're going to go through some of the guys. We're going to talk about our teams, talk about the guys we didn't draft right after this. Okay. Guys, let's just say, like, I have already said that I think Jake's team is the team I am most jealous of because it is extremely fun. I am the vibes of radiating off of Team Jake. I would like to watch them also be coached by David Blatt, personally, just for the shenanigans of what would happen if David Blatt is coaching Sean Kemp and World Be Free.
Imagine David Blatt calling Evan Mobley's office buck naked. Like, he wouldn't have the same reaction as LeBron did, but like Evan Mobley would be permanently scarred and probably ask for a trade.
Nam, which of the teams are you most intrigued by as we're done here?
I guess not necessarily the team, but just the pricing. I didn't expect Garland, Kyrie, and the Legends than the Price, Nance, Doherty type guys. I kind of thought that would be closer, and I got some of those guys that cheap, to be perfect. I came into this expecting those guys to be bid up about the same as us. So that's a surprised me a little bit. We have in the franchise.
So I wonder if that's because of roughly the age of us on this podcast, right? Like, we are all roughly like sort of not exact. Like, I was not like 16 watching these guys, right? Like, I have a different relationship, like covering this team and obviously, but also just like seeing these guys. Like, it's like I've gotten to know the legends of Cavs yesteryear by watching YouTube videos, by reading Terry Pluto's great book on the team. Like, it is a different kind of relationship where it's just like I viscerally view these guys differently. Let's go around. Let's do a little hot potato hop around. Evan, give me someone you didn't draft that you kind of wish we would have gotten to or you had your eye on if we were going to do deeper rosters here.
I mean, deeper rosters, I think Cavs era Carlos, like, jokes aside, Cavs era Carlos Boozer was a lot of fun. I think he'd be interesting. Wesley Person was actually a guy I considered before I took Steve Kerr just because of 3-point percentage overall. I'm genuinely surprised that we didn't really touch on like Tristan Thompson or Anderson Varejão.
Yeah.
Or the fact that Brad Doherty went so late, because Brad Doherty, even though like his back issues kind of slowed down the end of his career and his time with Cleveland overall, like he was a dominant force from like the get-go from coming out of North Carolina with the Cavs. And it's really interesting to see, like, one, there's just a lot of players who have played for the Cavs. Like, I don't have the full number in front of me of just how many players in total have suited up for the Cavaliers, but it's a very diverse portfolio you can pick from, and you can make some really fun and funky teams just based on the history of the squad. Even Brevin Knight, like Brevin Knight's a guy, or Nate Thurman are two guys we didn't even talk about either.
Yeah, according to the Basketball Reference, there are 437 players that have played for the Cavaliers all time, and there are a lot of like kind of wild names on the list, obviously guys like, you know, that played very few minutes and were just kind of had a cup of coffee with the team or whatever, but a lot of guys that we could have talked about that we didn't. Some of the names on my list that we didn't get to that I think are worth mentioning, maybe if we did like more people in the draft or had 7-man rosters or whatever, I think Thompson and Varejão are the top two. Thompson obviously won a title, vital to that team. Varejão is one of the most beloved figures of all time. What?
Varejão helped the Cavs win the title because of my player Steve Kerr's hubris. Continue.
We also could have technically done Varejão twice like we did LeBron.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
He stole my heart.
We get a Shaq or Ben Wallace reference, to be perfect.
So didn't, honest.
I,
yeah.
I thought one of those guys would get mentioned.
Shaq, Ben Wallace. I think Hot Rod Williams, honestly, like if I had not traded with Evan, I think that's where I would have gone. All-time underrated Cav, all-time underrated in the history of the franchise. Deserves a lot more respect that he's gotten.
For the Cavs.
Yeah. I thought Delonte West would have come up here as well in some capacity. Just so important from like 2018 to 2010. You know, obviously there's a lot going on there, but truly like an underrated player for that era. Craig Elo, honestly, like I know that the shot kind of stands out, but like very good player for a long stretch. You know, Campy Russell, Jim Jones, Nate Thurman, as Evan mentioned. Terrell Brandon did not get picked. You know, Ricky Davis did not get picked as just like a vibes pick. Jake, I'm honorarily giving you Ricky Davis, just so, to be clear. Like, your team deserves Ricky Davis.
That's our team name.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, Team Ricky Davis. Your team is Team Wrong Way.
Team Ricky Davis.
I'll take it, because I could use a better fitting small forward.
You're just Ricky Davis and World Be Free, my heart. This is just... I am ultimately, like, as we look at this, obviously there's guys we were not going to get to. But, Evan, I feel like we drafted everyone, like, pretty, for the most part, like, pretty reasonably. Yeah. I think the pricing, as Jeff has said, is the most surprising part of this. I thought LeBron was going to go for way more, is ultimately what I feel.
Mm-hmm. I felt LeBron was going to go for a heck of a lot more. I mean, that's why I was so hesitant to kind of, like, outbid you guys, because my fear was, like, crap, there's a lot of pretty good players that we could talk about towards the end, too, and I didn't want to spend all my money. I know it's LeBron freaking James, and, like, that's a golden ticket to the NBA Finals or a championship, theoretically speaking, but I was just, like, looking at the whole team concept. Like, I could have been really, really cheap and done Sagana Jop or something like that, too, and just put him up for a dollar and just gone with it there, but it's just interesting because there are a lot of players that, like, I threw Sean Marion out there as just kind of a wild card, but he is a guy who I did have, like, noted at the very bottom of, like, my hypothetical list. And I'm like, okay, we're mentioning goofy players that happen to play for the Cavs towards the twilight of their career, the end of their career. And I'm like, well, let's do Marion. But it's tough because, like you said, Chris, 400-plus players have worn a Cavaliers uniform, and we can only pick 20 of them, 21 with a Jake's honorary mention as well. So it's hard to fit all that in. If we could actually draft a full 15, like, that'd be fun too. But I think it'd be a lot more competitive then, because if we're doing, like, a full 15-man roster, like, in a true, like, fantasy-esque scenario, like, people would be fighting for both eras of LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, Austin Carr when he was healthy, and, like, a lot of those guys that we mentioned that, like, wasn't in consideration. But that's just the nature of the beast.
Well, and I think we would have gotten into guys. I think, like, guys like Ricky Rubio would have come up. Amon Shumpert would have come up. Daniel Gibson, I think, you know, comes up. Like, Mo Williams, honestly, would have been, like, if it had come down to, like, I didn't have a point guard at the end and I had a dollar left, Mo Williams might have made a ton of sense for that. Just, like, a vibes. Like, that's a vibes pick. And he obviously, like, the point guard thing with Andre Miller, with Mark Price, with Kyrie, with Darius, like, he gets pushed down. But it's, like, he was there in 2016. And he was also, like, for a long stretch, the second best player on a team that behind LeBron James. Like,
Thundercat.
All because Carlos Boozer lied to a blind man. What could have been?
Man, I mean, like, you, like, if we were doing this deeper, like, had more people, like, Deli would probably come up at a certain point. Like, Danny Ferry probably comes up at a certain point. There's probably guys in the 80s teams we're not forgetting. Maybe someone does take a flyer on Shaq or Ben Wallace or, like, any of the vets they brought through, you know?
Dion Waiters.
I mean, don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh, we lost Chris. He left.
Oh, Chris just absolutely died on us.
Is that mad?
He got so excited.
It's just that upset. He
got so excited.
Just came right his mic. That
he's on his way to Waiters Island.
If we really wanted to get spicy with it, because Chris, your mic isn't working, we could have mentioned honorary summer league superstar Andrew Wiggins or Smarto Samuels, yep, or Semi or Ryan Hollins. Like, there's two sides to this coin. There's a lot of, like, Wiggins is not part of this list, but there's a lot of crappy players we could mention.
Do a reverse one. Who do you not want on your team? Like, the Sasha Pavlovich draft.
Sasha Khan and Sasha Pavlovich.
Sergey Kurasov is up there for me.
Andrew Bynum
is up there.
Anthony Bennett.
Well, I already said Anthony Bennett.
Here's the thing. I blacked out for a second when my camera went on. I went to Waiters Island. I do own a Waiters Island t-shirt, to be clear. Like, I do own that. It's in the Gilligan's Island font.
Oh, dang.
That's what the Cavs said too, Jake. And guess what? It didn't work. The vibes were just bad. The Cavs were also like, yes, the Well Dang will get us to the 8th seed, and guess what? Didn't work. I think this is making me want to have Jeff come back at some point, and we can do a, like, Cavs bad vibes draft. Like, we can build our best kept bad vibes team.
Yeah, we have to do that.
I will be spending $350 on Isaiah Thomas, to be clear.
Let's do it on Halloween. It'll be our darkest episode yet and our scariest one.
Okay, we're going to do that on Halloween. I will find a way to get that photo of them with, like, the Warriors, like, gravestones. That'll be, like, our art for the cake. I'm going to find, like, a license. Yeah, that's going to be our video. Jeff, thank you so much for doing this. I'm really appreciative of you responsive to me explaining this to you. How did you like this auction draft? How did you like this experience of doing this?
I should probably admit now that I literally did create a spreadsheet with tiers and, like, stats of
I'm so sweaty. 10
years I've running of whatever of the money had, what everybody's money on hand was, so that I was prepared for it. So I took this into what you were looking for.
I love it. Evan, why don't you take us out?
Can you tell me where my team
Jake,
was?
Hit me.
Can what you tell mean? Me where my players ranked on the tier list?
Oh, man. Name your players again real quick.
Darius Garland.
He would have been.
Where?
Tier 3.
Okay. And what about Mobley?
Mobley would have probably tier 4 just because youth, but like I get the vibing and pure stats for this.
All right, I'll take it.
That's a good place to leave it. Evan, take us out, sir.
If you are checking us out for the first time, welcome to Offseason Locked On Cavs. We appreciate this. We're doing this 3 times a week right now. We'll be back to 5 times a week when the season really kicks up towards the end of September, when preseason gets rolling soon after. I'm Evan Damorell. He's Chris Manning. Come subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to your podcast. That is Jeff Nauman on the top right corner, and that is our producer, Jake Stevens, in the bottom right corner. He produced this whole episode and made it visually and audio-wise pleasing. So, yeah, check us all out. Our Twitter handles will be in the bio. I'm sure Chris will take care of that. And until next time, peace.